Now the quality is much lower, and it will affect their second cutting of hay as well.
Them 2 weeks dry weather in May, we finally got in there and got it, and it's in pretty good shape. Wasn't too far along, but it was really thick, made several extra bales per acre than normal. We should have plenty of hay, but we still got probably a third of it left to go, which quality is not going to be very good.
Wet weather challenges continue for our farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
Rutherford County people barely awake. We can awaken them. We have the technology. We can make them better than they were. Better. Stronger. Faster. The Wake Up Crew.
Well, somebody better make me better fast, because I'm getting old. The tools aren't coming in, you know. I need some replacement parts, I think.
Replacement parts.
Yeah, I'm getting old, man.
I always thought it would be cool, you know, to have like a prosthetic arm or something.
Yeah, I guess it would. You mean they could,
like, a good one, you know?
Yeah, okay.
One with a hook.
Well, no, you know, one that I could still
like Steve Austin,
right?
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Yeah, I could see
or
that.
You could use your finger as a grappling hook or something, and shoot your finger out.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
You know what?
I'm sad today.
Why?
I just heard your tearful farewell as host of the early
show. Oh, well, yeah. I know the millions of listeners that are out there are really disappointed to see me go. But, you know, I just felt like it was time, you know. You've been doing that morning shift for a long, long time. You know, a lot longer than a lot of people realize. How long have I been doing that show?
It's been about 6 years.
Yeah, 6 years. 2 o'clock in the morning getting up.
But now that you're, you know, the host of the award-winning 6 a.m. hour of the Wake Up Crew, you know, it just made sense to find someone else to get up early. That way you could be a little more refreshed and maybe not as grumpy at 6.
So somebody basically finally volunteered to take the show. Okay, thanks.
Your voice sounds sad, but you have the biggest smile.
Well, it was really hard when I was, you know, at school, you know, working. Yeah, that was hard. But, you know, since I've retired, it wasn't quite as bad, you know, come in with shorts on and, you know, pajamas.
But you do like to be, you know, a little semi-retired.
But now, wow. I mean, I don't even have to get up till like 5. I mean, I'm pretty pumped about that.
Yeah.
But great guy going to take it over. I mean,
you know, Zach has been around and part of the station, geez, 12, 13 years, some form or fashion. He was a producer here for 4 or 5 years and does some work in Nashville as well. And so he was available to come back and help us out with that. So looking forward to having Zach Troutman as the host of the early show beginning tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you can still hear him on some commercials. I think he does some religious broadcasting intros kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you ever, Holly Grove Baptist Church, I think, uses them, doesn't
they? Right.
Yeah. And so you still hear him, but what a great engineer he was.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he was unbelievable. Nothing against the ones we have now. I think we really have a good crew, but Zach was, I mean, there was never a delay. Did you ever notice that? There was never a delay into the commercial break. He's kind of your standard for perfection, isn't he? I mean,
he not only could he do that, but, you know, write news stories, produce news stories. I mean, he was kind of an all-around kind of guy. Those are hard to find in this business anymore.
So what he's telling us right here, Dalton, is in a few months, it'll be the Brian and Zach morning show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no, it'll be you two and Zach will be here.
No, I think I'm gone before
and
you
he'll,
are.
He'll stick me in the early show. Is what it's going to be.
We'll see. So your weekday morning or weekday lineup includes the early show with Zach Troutman and Matt Ray.
Matt. Good old Matt.
Who hosts America's First News. Then the Wake Up Crew with the three of us. Swap and Shop and Action Line with Bart. Truman Show at 9. Rutherford Issues at 10. Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey from 11 until 4. Then Financial Coaching Radio with Jason Qualls. All That's News with Matt Lane at 4:40, All Sports Talk at 5 o'clock, right after the news. And then evenings, if we don't have a ball game, we've got Bethany Thompson who hosts the evening news. So that's your weekday lineup here, Monday through Friday.
What about Wake Up Saturday?
wake up. That's part of the weekend.
With our very own, what's your name? Dalton Barrett.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know what else is I'm a little sad, but I am looking forward to having another person on the air with us. You know, Matt Lane and now you and so it's just the cast of thousands. I want to thank you, by the way, and Bart for giving me and Scott for giving me the opportunity to do the morning show for very little money.
You're getting paid.
Not for this show. I was talking about the morning show, early show. But yeah, this for giving us that opportunity. It's been fun.
So
been
now great. You're working for free,
basically. Basically, yes. It works. It's a great deal for everybody, don't you think? But anyway, good luck to Zach Trauman coming up. When's tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning. Yeah.
6:17 now here on the Wake Up Crew. It's time to take our first look at the weather. NBC Sports coming up at 6:20.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly sunny skies for today with highs getting close to 90 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies and light winds. Lows drop to 66. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Slight chance for afternoon showers and storms. Highs once again get close to 90. Winds south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, clear to partly cloudy skies and light winds. Lows head back down to 66. Right now, it's 67.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
It's a good place to be. We've been here now. I'm going on my fourth year. My wife passed away about a year ago. She said every day, I'm happy here. And, of course, I'm staying here.
What activities do you like here?
Oh, the activities are great. We have exercise every day. Just depends on what the day is as to what we're going to be having. But music, Bible studies.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro and Habitat Restore Smyrna are both excited to help you with your warm weather updates.
So Habitat Restore now has a location in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Do you live in Smyrna? We have a Restore location there too. 413 Nissan Drive, next door to Gill's Ace Hardware.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
Two locations to serve Rutherford County.
Then Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is Frieda Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Bazing at First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives a new meaning to customer service.
Get your parachutes ready. I can't believe I'm going to do this.
$10,000 accidental death coverage.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Or give us a call today at 615-494-4200. Member FDIC.
No one is thinking about winter right now. Well, except us. At MFA Oil Propane, keeping your home comfortable in the winter is our top priority. Take advantage of one of our contracting programs to lock in your rate now while prices are low. And with budget billing, you can spread your payments out over the year. MFA Oil Propane can keep your family warm this winter. Guaranteed. Learn more about our Keep Warm Guarantee. See your options today at keepwarm.com.
It begins with one step, and Ascension Care teams at St. Thomas Joint Replacement Institute are here when you're ready. As Middle Tennessee's orthopedic leader, we perform more joint replacement surgeries than any other hospital system in the area, using the latest advancements in less invasive surgical techniques and technologies. From your first x-ray through recovery, we listen to you, get to know you, and deliver the care that's right for you at every step. Visit ascension.org/TennesseeOrtho.
Hey, it's the
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
I'm John Stanshauer. New York baseball, some controversy and a record. The Mets fined pitcher Jason Vargas and their manager, Mickey Callaway, both got into it with a beat reporter after Sunday's loss in Chicago. And yesterday, Callaway at first refused to publicly apologize. Later, he did.
You know, I can't control the actions of others or the words of others, but I can always control my reaction to those things. So I think everybody deserves respect, regardless of job title or role. And, you know, I hope people can understand that this is a tough game played by passionate competitors. And I hope moving forward that we can all do our jobs honestly. Critically understand that other people are involved.
Meanwhile, there's a report that Callaway is told to make certain strategical moves mid-game by the general manager, Brody Van Wagenen, who denies the report. Mets lost in Philadelphia 13-7. The Phillies end a seven-game losing streak to the Yankees. with 2 3-run shots. Aaron Hicks, then Giancarlo Stanton, a long one. His first home run of the season, Yankees over Toronto, 10-8. And when Hicks homered to tie the Major League record, a Yankee home run in 27 consecutive games, the manager Aaron Boone.
Nothing surprises me that they do. I wouldn't have set out to predict that they're going to break that. I mean, that's kind of a obscure one. Or now that it's happened with our group, does it surprise me? No. We have a lot of guys capable of hitting the ball out of the ballpark, and I think they help strengthen each other just because collectively they're able to wear down pitchers. It eventually leads to more and more mistakes at different points in the night.
They tied the record without any homers from Stan or Aaron Judge. Hot ticket in Paris Friday, U.S. and France, Women's World Cup quarterfinals, U.S. over Spain, 2-1.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck, Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Okay, we're back. Time to switch from selective hearing to full-on pay attention. This is NBC Sports Radio.
The official line for Dwayne Haskins, the former Ohio State quarterback taken 15th overall in Washington, is that I'll play whenever they want me to play. I'll play if they want. I'll sit if they want. I'll do whatever they want. And every once in a while, the true feelings will sneak out. Recently, NFL's Twitter account said, raise your hand if you're ready to see Dwayne Haskins in action, and he raised his hand. Now, that doesn't mean that he's defying his vow to do whatever the team wants him to do. I still believe that he will do and he will be a good teammate, and he will comply with whatever the coaching staff decides.
Of course.
But the question is, when will we see Dwayne Haskins on the field? That's storyline number 29 as we approach the 2019 season. And, Chris, there are different ways this can go. There are three candidates in Washington, and I think Dwayne Haskins can end up being a very good quarterback. The tension is going to come from Jay Gruden and his desire to remain employed. Because if you want to remain employed, you truly want the guy that gives you the best chance to win football games this year. And it may not be Dwayne Haskins, because Colt McCoy knows the offense far better.
Right.
Case Keenum, far more accomplished at the right. NFL level, in large part because Haskins has never done anything. And it could be tempting for Gruden to go with one of the veterans, especially because it's always easier to flip from a veteran to the rookie than it is to go with the rookie. And if the rookie's no good, what are you going to do? Bench him?
Right.
And slow his development?
Sure.
So, you know, I think that even though long term it would make sense to throw Haskins into the fray, I could see why Jay Gruden would decide to go with one of the other two guys, at least at first, to see if they can throw together enough early wins that maybe they do have a shot at a playoff berth. Because if they don't make it to the playoffs, Gruden's not going to be there next year to coach Dwayne Haskins anyway.
Yeah, it's a good conversation. You brought up a lot of good points, first off. I think the first thing is, hey, it's encouraging regardless that Dwayne Haskins has interjected himself in this conversation. And all you got to do is kind of look at what Jay Gruden said about him, you know, even at the end of minicamp and OTAs. And, like, he made some comments like, oh, yeah, I mean, he's definitely got himself into the conversation. You know, they've kind of talked about that Dwayne Haskins has made some throws and some plays that have opened up everybody's eyes to go, whoa. So he obviously has talent to, you know, belong as a day one starter, do all those things. It's just, is he seasoned enough? You know, is he going to be good enough? Jay Gruden, also one of the last press conferences, he talked about just, hey, I hope Dwayne Haskins doesn't fall asleep at the wheel, you know, over the next month here. You got to continue to work, and he's got to work about, you know, the language of the offense and getting in and out of the huddle. And I'm sure Dwayne Haskins will do that. But you're right, Mike. The safe play for a Jay Gruden, a guy who might be on the hot seat here at the end of the year, is maybe to go with the more experienced guy like a Case Keenum or Colt McCoy. But this, thank you, Kristen, in the back. This is the million-dollar thing right here, Mike. Do you want to throw out Dwayne Haskins at Philadelphia, Cowboys at home, Bears at home, at Giants, and then the Patriots to start his career? And that, to me, will all be predicated on his mental development through training camp, because, woo, that is not an easy start to the season.
Yeah, I agree with that take. And, look, I'm a big believer in throwing a guy right into the fire. If you think that a guy is worthy of being drafted with a first round pick,
yep,
then he's worthy of being put on the field.
Right.
And if you don't think he's worthy of being put on the field, then draft somebody else. You know, the window is too limited for these coaches to show that they can get results to justify a multi-year project. draft a guy that you think you can put on the field and play. And I think that Haskins can be effective right away, but you're right. You throw him in week one.
Ooh.
He may take some lumps. The team may take some losses. And right. then you're hoping that he shows enough progress at the end of the year that ownership decides to allow Dwayne Haskins to continue to work with Jay Gruden, because you're not going to be able to say, hey, we made it to the playoffs. You're going to have to come up with some other fallback plan to convince the owner to not make a change. And I think that's going to be a little too tenuous for Gruden, because all in all, he hasn't done enough to maybe earn another year if he doesn't get to the postseason. And he seems to be very aware of that reality, which tells me he is maybe going to lean toward a veteran at least to get the year started,
right,
and then rely on that sense of when the right time will be to flip it. The problem is the bye is week 10.
Yes, right.
They'd be better served, Chris, with an earlier bye this year.
No, they would. But, I mean, to me, you know, what you said there at the end, yes. I mean, Jay Gruden's very aware. He's a real guy. He's a great guy, Jay Gruden. So he's aware of the situation in its totality. And, yes, to me, it would make, you know, the most sense, unless Dwayne Haskins just blows everybody away through training camp and they go, oh, my gosh, he's all over the offense. He knows everything, knows every check, every audible. If that's the case, hey, maybe you do start in week one. But if there's any doubt, you go with some of the more proven commodities. And then what does it take to get Dwayne Haskins in there? You know, I mean, you know, after week five.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 on the Wake Up Crew on this Tuesday morning. I want to remind you, Good Neighbor events coming up in just a few minutes as well. We got it all on the Wake Up Crew. We've got news, weather, traffic, sports.
And Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, rock music. We have some religious music. We have all kinds.
We have
jazz, country.
Anything you could ever want.
Herman's Hermits.
We could just have a little Barry White and maybe Prince.
Oh,
sometime.
You know, you never know. That could happen just any minute, you know?
Who knows?
Here on the Wake Up Crew.
Anything can happen on the Wake Up Crew.
Yeah, we're halfway through the first hour here on this Tuesday.
Most unscripted. I mean, it's unscripted, nothing. I mean, we just kind of go with the flow.
Do you think people don't realize that? If this is scripted, then they're in for trouble. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a little bit unscripted, but it's time for a look at Today in History.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I still have the dream. Tear down this wall.
And it's time to take a look at CBS Rewind with Brandon Brooks.
This is CBS Rewind.
June 25th, 1982.
48 hours ago, we found something quite remarkable.
The release of the sci-fi horror movie.
We estimate it's been here 100,000 years.
The Thing.
I'm going to take a tissue sample.
That same day.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
The release of the sci-fi detective movie.
Tears in rain.
Blade Runner.
Time to die.
And June 25th, 1984. The release of Prince's soundtrack to Purple Rain. It has sold over 20 million copies worldwide. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. Time for more Today in History with John.
You know, that segment made you guys really happy, didn't it? Because it not only covered some of the stuff you like, it also covered the 80s with you, Brian.
Yeah.
You asked for Purple Rain, you got it.
And you know what? Let's have it again. Why not?
Hold your phones up.
Yeah, hold your phones up. Right. Yeah. Used to be lighters.
Yeah, back lighters in back in the day. It's much more convenient now.
Yeah,
and you, The Thing, you love that movie.
Yeah, and Blade Runner. Those are two of my favorite movies of all time, and they came out on this day in history.
And you were just weren't even close. But you still like the movies.
Yeah.
That's a good sign that movies hold up, isn't it?
I think so.
You get younger generations to like it. The same way with singers and you know, rock bands, that kind of thing. Did you ever hear The Dinosaur? Never mind.
This day would just be complete, though, if there was something about Barry White.
Well, are you in luck, Pilgrim? Yes. We have that very thing for you. But first, I have to go back to 1929.
Mm.
President Herbert Hoover authorizes the building of the Boulder Dam, and it later became
The Hoover Dam.
The Hoover Dam. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I didn't know it was the Boulder Dam at first, though. That would make sense. But
well, you only find those facts out on Today in History.
I guess
on the Wake Up Crew.
TDIH.
They named it after him then.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly right. In 1975, Barry White released this hit record. Can't get enough of your love, baby. That kind of helped the disco craze. That was a big hit song, big dance song as well. And in 2018, going to just about a year ago. Governor Jerry Brown declares a state of emergency for wildfire spread over 8,200 acres in Lake County. Remember the fire? The fires they had last year was just terrible.
Those cities are still in ruin. And I remember a story just a couple of weeks ago about how they had graduation because all the schools burned down. All the people, they didn't have homes. And the first time that everybody had gotten back together was at the high school graduation. So that they had to have off campus, obviously. But that people haven't moved back to those cities. They're still desolate.
Well, how is Gatlinburg, by the way? Have you been since they had the fires? I think they've recovered fairly well, but that was... wasn't that 2017 or 16, 17?
Yeah.
Just a year or two before that?
And, boy, I tell you what, without the help of Dolly Parton, it would have been – I mean, she really put a lot of money and effort into helping folks rebuild and
– kept them from abandoning their homes, didn't they?
Yeah.
Right.
Because that was what was going to happen.
Well, that's what happened in California. So you can see the difference that she made there versus what happened in California. So,
well, I wish we could maybe take a trip up there, boys.
Let's do it.
Gatlinburg, go to Dollywood, check it out, check out everything, see how it's going.
All right, we could do segments on the roller coasters and see how that would go.
Yeah, and sound effects with Dalton screaming. We could go to a 3-foot pool that Brian could get into
sure he doesn't get scared of drowning.
Well, you know, they've got a lazy river. It doesn't go up over your head. You can walk in it. He'd probably like that pretty well.
Yeah, but you
got
to lay on the water and trust the water.
Oh,
trust the water.
There's no trust of the water.
I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day today, and that's Susan Young. She's today's good neighbor. She encourages individuals in their Christian faith and promotes involvement in our community. So she's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Hope you'll get on the horn with us now, 615-893-1450, and jump in on the birthday club. We're going to give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street a little later on in the program. So give us a call or text right now.
Weather and our first look at traffic coming up next here at 634.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly sunny skies for today with highs getting close to 90 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies and light winds. Lows drop to 66. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Slight chance for afternoon showers and storms. Highs once again get close to 90. Winds south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, clear to partly cloudy skies and light winds. Lows head back down to 66. Right now it's 67.
Good morning. Looks good. I'm here at the moment as far as interstate accidents, delays on 24 making your way towards Nashville. Yes, the traffic volume has already picked up on here already on 840. Most of that 840 traffic headed towards Franklin, Williamson County. Still looks good at the moment as you make your way inbound on Las Casas Pine. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Make the short drive. It's worth it. 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hi, this is Willie from Smith Brothers Car Wash, 1103 Memorial Boulevard. It's getting hotter and drier, roads are getting dusty and construction going on. There's a lot of dirt and dust flying around everywhere. Come in, get your car washed, and let us keep that dust off your car, and the bugs are out as well. If the bugs stay on your paint too long, they can start breaking down the clear coat, which is a problem for your car. Hi, this is Willie from Smith Brothers Car Wash, 1103 Memorial Boulevard. Smith Brothers Car Wash.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by Americare Pest Control, the law offices of John Day, and the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by Americare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know it takes approximately 2,000 silkworm cocoons to produce 1 pound of silk? Ticks can grow from the size of a grain of rice to the size of a marble. it takes about 100 monarch butterflies to weigh an ounce.
A-plus rated with the BBB. AmeriCare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmeriCareServices.com.
Time to look ahead on WGNS Good Neighbor Events. The 41st annual Uncle Dave Macon Days comes to Cannonsburg Friday and Saturday, July the 12th and 13th. Don't you dare miss this one. The Boys and Girls Club Steak and Burger Fundraiser with NBA Basketball Hall of Famer Charles Barkley as the keynote speaker. That'll be Tuesday, July the 16th at MTSU's new Student Union Building. For more information, get with Michelle Clifford at the Boys and Girls Club of Rutherford County. The annual summer party at Oakland's Mansion is Friday night, July the 19th at 6:30 in the evening. Special thanks to Uncle Bud's Catfish and Chicken and Pritchard's Distillery. That's Friday night, July the 19th at Oakland's Mansion. A Taste of Rutherford, the summer party, is coming up Saturday, July the 27th at the historic Childress Home at 225 North Academy Street. Contact Main Street, Murfreesboro, for more information. That's July 27th. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor Events.
Hi, Money. Time for your annual performance review. Relax, I love having you around, but I feel you're not working up to your full potential. You're not growing. That's why I'm putting you in a First Rewards checking account from First Bank. Earn interest with no minimum balance or monthly service fees. Plus, with refunded out-of-network ATMs, you'll really go places. Take me with you, please.
Open online today at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This is Rich Smith with more summer savings from locally owned Haynes Chevet Hardware. Win the battle against insects with a trip to Haynes Chevet Hardware. Save now on Ortho Home Defense Insect Killer. Choose from a 10-pound bag of granules, 32-ounce ready-to-use spray, or 32-ounce concentrate for just $5.99 after a $3 mail-in rebate while supplies last. All provide protection from ants, fleas, ticks, spiders, and more. Don't miss this bargain month along with other products to make your summer more comfortable. Shop now at Haynes Chevet Hardware.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Brought to you by...
When it's hot outside and you need a cool truck, call Total Transformation.
Hey guys, Brian Kennedy here with Total Transformation Heating and Air Conditioning. Give us a call at 615-900-6873.
Total Transformation.
It's 21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Wake Up Crew. We're in the first hour, and here's Brian with Dad Joke of the Day.
Well, it's a Tuesday. We're back on track. Our celebrity dad jokester today is longtime WGNS producer Philip Ray. Recently married, so it's all downhill from here, Philip. But
congratulations, Philip.
Absolutely. So here's the dad joke of the day with Philip Ray.
Hey, did you hear that new band called Plastic?
I didn't, Philip.
They mostly just rap.
I thought he had good delivery.
Yeah.
I was really impressed.
It was smooth. Joke itself was okay, but the delivery bumps it up. I'm going to go 7.5.
Really? I'm going to give him an 8. I really am. I thought it was good. You know, have you noticed the celebrities are most of the time better than Brian?
Almost always.
I don't know why that is.
Let you two be a celebrity jokester one day.
All right. Well, coming up at CBS National News Headlines, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan at 641.
CBS News Update. National Security Advisor John Bolton is speaking in Jerusalem a day after President Trump announced new economic sanctions on Iran.
The president would say that all options remain on the table. I wouldn't give Iran advice on what they ought to do. They should give up their pursuit of deliverable nuclear weapons. They should make that strategic decision. They haven't done it yet.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is denouncing the sanction. He calls them outrageous and idiotic. And the White House, quote, afflicted by mental retardation. Iran's UN ambassador, Majid Ravanchi.
You cannot start a dialogue with somebody who is threatening you, who is intimidating you.
Acting U.S. ambassador to the UN, Jonathan Cohen.
Our policy remains an economic and diplomatic effort to bring Iran back to the negotiating table. Iran should, as I said 2 weeks ago, meet diplomacy with diplomacy.
Iran's foreign minister has just weighed in. He says Iran will never pursue nuclear weapons. CBS News Update. I'm Debra.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
The Murfreesboro Street Department has closed the 600 block of North Maple Street between East Chestnut Street and West Oak Street to make repairs to a hole in the roadway where the pavement has collapsed. The closure affects both lanes of North Maple. Detours take motorists around the affected area until the repairs can be completed. Now, if you see a dangerous pothole, let the city street department know so crews can come fix it. Motorists are encouraged to slow down when approaching street crews working pothole repair on busy roadways. Rover, the city's public transportation service, has implemented a new electronic fare system. GenFare provides customers with easier cash and electronic payment transaction options and will eventually include smart card payments through features installed on new fare boxes. Previously, Rover customers were able to purchase paper tickets only in packets of 10. GenFare accepts cash, coins, single ride tickets, daily passes, and multiple day passes. One person is dead after a shooting at an apartment complex in Murfreesboro late Sunday night. Reports say officers were called to the apartments near John R. Rice just before midnight and found one victim shot dead. Three other adults and one child were in the apartment at the time of the shooting, but were not injured. Authorities did not release the name of the victim pending the outcome of their investigation. There was another shooting in Murfreesboro Friday night. Police say a man whose identity has not been released was found lying on the ground in the 1300 block of Eagle Street, shot dead. Police are trying to find the shooter. Call police if you have any ideas on who it might be. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com, or at Facebook.com/WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurant. Man, I've got some exciting news. We are now hiring at our new Toots West location. We're looking for great and fun people who want to have a great time at work and work in the most state-of-the-art restaurant in town. We're at the corner of 4213 Franklin Road and Rucker Lane, right next to the Publix supermarket.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Toots. Apply in person only at the new Toots West.
Bazing and Elite Checking from First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives you more reasons to bank locally.
Dad, I'm at the movies and my car won't start.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing has free 24/7 emergency road service.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, 615-494-4200. This is Frieda Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Well, I would say he's very professional, of course, and very capable.
That's John Hood.
I went for years to Alita Tuma, whose practice he bought when Alita retired.
Hearing Aid, and Audiology Services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
So I've enjoyed getting to know Sean and going to see him.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing Aid, and Audiology Services.
When it's hot outside and you need a cool truck, call Total Transformation. When your air conditioner has bit the dust, call Total Transformation. When you want a good job, you want it done right, pick up the phone, you can call tonight. That's Total Transformation at 615-900-6873. Total Transformation.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Bazing at First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives a new meaning to pushing the bar on customer service.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing offers discounts on medicine and doctors.
I saved on my eye doctor's exam and the glasses, too.
Look how much I saved at the drugstore.
Hearing services as well.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. This is Frieda Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
Better health care for Tennessee.
For the sickest patients that are children that are out there, the Katie Beckett waiver, oftentimes they did not meet criteria to have their health care funded. What ended up happening for some of these families, oftentimes they would have to get a divorce to fall under the guideline just so that they could take care of their child. And so we were able to get that funded in the budget as well.
Dr. Brian Terry, State Representative.
We ended up passing, a balanced budget that funded $35 million for MTSU. Another item that we were able to get into that budget, they have a joint program with Meharry, a six-year program for medical school, and we were able to get $750,000 worth of scholarships. The $750,000 scholarships that we got to MTSU Meharry helped facilitate getting physicians out into Tennessee where there's shortages. And, if you have physicians that train in a certain state, a higher percentage of those physicians stay and work in that state.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
If we have students that see how great Rutherford County is, they may want to come back and do residency here in Rutherford County and then be able to help take care of our patients.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. John Dinkins back with you, and got those other two guys with me, Brian and Dalton. And I am so excited that tomorrow I get to sleep in.
You do?
Yeah. Man, I'm going to be like, I may stay up till 9:30 tonight just in celebration. Don't have to get up till 5.
You do have to come back for this show still.
Well, if I push it, I could go get 5:30 and still get here. So like, I'm about 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
Just come in my pajamas and leave. I don't know if Bart would like that, though, when I'm leaving and see me in my pajamas.
Probably not.
No, probably not. You probably wouldn't like to see that either. Either one of you.
As long as you've got something on from the waist up.
Okay.
That's all I get to see all day.
It's a very special day today.
It is. It's always a special day. Every day's a holiday here on the Wake Up Crew. And today, June the 25th, is Catfish Day.
Catfish Day. So everybody go eat some catfish.
Eat catfish. If you like fishing, maybe go fish for catfish.
Oh, that kind. I was thinking it was, when you lure someone into a relationship being fictional, catfishing. That's not it.
If that's your thing, you could.
Where in the world did he get that?
Well, it's a thing.
No,
that's what they call
it. It's a thing. Okay.
You make a fake Facebook account with somebody else's picture and catfish people.
Why do we always go technical on the show? Why?
It's catfishing.
Why? Well, I'll tell you where I'm going to go get some catfish.
Where is that?
That's Toots.
Toots has great catfish. Get it shaken in the Cajun.
And on Friday, you can get it for $4.99 or $5.99.
$4.99. They still have those $4.99 lunch specials. It's amazing.
I'm telling you, it is good stuff. So it's Catfish Day. Any other days, Dalton, to talk about?
Not today. Not today. We got the rest of the week, though.
Oh, you only need Catfish Day.
Put a little ketchup and tartar sauce on that baby. All right, 6:50 here on the Wake Up Crew. Focus on the family next.
Bath.
It sounds like the plot of a television show, but it's true. A couple in New York went to court to ask a judge to kick their 30-year-old son to the curb. They'd been trying to get him out of their home for nearly 8 years. Nothing worked, not even paying for his car repairs and offering him $1,100 to offset the cost of his move. The frustrated parents finally took their son to court to have him legally evicted. In response, their son showed more initiative than in all the years he'd lived at home. He countersued his parents. He claimed that their efforts to evict him after such a long time were retaliatory and mean-spirited. After all, he'd never had to contribute to household expenses or assist with chores before. He wanted to know, "Why should I start now?" Verdicts in both lawsuits are still pending, but regardless of who wins in court, both sides are actually going to lose. This family will undoubtedly suffer a terrible rift in their relationships. That's what happens when a disagreement escalates out of control. Sadly, their troubles likely could have been avoided if they had clearly set boundaries and communicated their expectations. Things like how long their adult son could stay in their home and where his freedom began and ended. Those are important factors when you have an unmotivated 20-something living in your basement. To help your children thrive and get out of the house, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/redeem. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/redeem. That's 4hims.com/redeem for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/redeem.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
6:53 here on the Wake Up Crew. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope you're just having a great morning so far. And it's time to celebrate some birthdays today. Only three.
But we only got, that's still a lot of information.
That's it is.
Mm-hmm.
1942. Willis Reed. I don't know that you remember him, but he was on that New York Knicks championship team, and I think in 1969 or 70. Played on one leg, had a bad knee, and he played on, and they won the championship, 1942. In 1945, Carly Simon, a great singer, and this is what she sang.
You're so vain. Probably think the song is about you. You're so vain. Bet you think the song is about you. Don't you?
You know, a lot of people think that song was named after Warren Beatty.
I thought you were going to say a lot of people thought that song was about them.
No, I thought you were going to say, that's after my dad. You're so vain. Okay. Oh,
yikes.
Well, wow. I didn't mean it directly to you. I meant that what wow. he was going to say, what it's going to comment.
But you were thinking it.
Okay. All right. Well, this is my last celebrity birthdays. But anyway, 1963. Oh, yeah. 1963. George Michael. Got to Have Faith. You remember that?
I do.
He had a lot more hits, yeah. 1963. George Michael.
Written for those people who just need to have faith.
Yeah, he died in 2016.
Well, I want to remind you that now's your chance if you share a birthday with any of these people. Call or text those to us at 615-893-1450. Forgot the area code. You can call or text that number, birthdays or anniversaries, because we're going to give away a sweet treat.
All right, coming up on 6:55, let's take another look at that weather forecast.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly sunny skies for today with highs getting close to 90 degrees. Winds turn to the west-northwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies and light winds. Lows drop to 66. Wednesday, lots more sunshine, slight chance for afternoon showers and storms. Highs once again get close to 90. Winds south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, clear to partly cloudy skies and light winds. Lows head back down to 66. Right now it's 67.
At Bell Jewelers, people that love pearls would love our collection. Unique pieces like the gray Tahitian pearls and the mixing of pearl shapes and colors, the Keshi pearls. This is Lisa Halliburton at Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Good morning, still in good shape out here as far as interstate accidents, delays. It's starting to pick up, however, on 24 westbound now. If you make your way towards Nashville through the Hickory Hollow area, still holding up at the moment, 840 headed over towards Williamson County, and still not too bad out here. Sections of Life's Cassius Pike and also their memorial at Braun. If you know somebody struggling with an addiction, hey, give them some help. Call 855-700-2979. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time
track. Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro and Habitat Restore Smyrna are both excited to help you with your warm weather updates.
So Habitat Restore now has a location in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Do you live in Smyrna? We have a Restore location there too. 413 Nissan Drive, next door to Gill's Ace Hardware.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
Two locations to serve Rutherford County.
Then Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Hey, it's Scott. Gentlemen, in honor of Men's Health Month, Low T Center is offering two specials during June to encourage you to take care of your health. Right now, get all of your levels checked with a comprehensive health assessment for only $49. This is a complete assessment, checking your vitals and a full panel that includes your testosterone levels, PSA or prostate, cholesterol, thyroid, and much more. And they're also offering a home sleep test this month for only $49. So if you don't sleep well and you think you may have sleep apnea, you can take a home sleep test in the comfort and convenience of your own bed to determine whether or not you have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is a very common and potentially very dangerous, and luckily it can be easily managed and treated. Taking care of your health should be a priority. Low T Center makes it easier. Be sure to call today for a $49 health assessment and or a $49 home sleep test at 615-603-3542. Or book online at lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
You're listening to the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports.
Hot 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Middle Tennessee.
Play up bench, call.
Middle Tennessee football, basketball, and baseball.
Yeah, we got them.
You're listening to the flagship station for Blue Raider athletics. I'm Chip Walters. Hear the games here on News Radio WGNS.
Middle Tennessee win.
Raiders win the championship.
Your source for the big blue and the borough. News Radio WGNS. The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew. We're about ready to get out of here for this first hour. We'll be back right after the top of the hour news here on the Wake Up Crew. Call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
Susan Young is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. She encourages individuals in their Christian faith, and she also likes to promote involvement in our community. So she's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
We've got a big news check coming up here for you. CBS News checks around the country and around the world. The CBS World News Roundup brought to you locally by the Low T Center, located at 2855 Medical Center Parkway. And also brought to you locally by French's Shoes and Boots.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
A check of national news coming up for you next.
All right, Brian, that's going to wrap up the 6 o'clock hour here on the Wake Up Crew. The second hour is coming up. And you gentlemen, be ready. We're going to be another great hour coming up.
It always is.
It definitely always is. Here on the Wake Up Crew, good morning, everybody. You're listening to News Radio WGNS. News is next.
News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The court.